Yes,
da da do be dope.
Da da. Nah, do be dope.
Oh, look, wait, wait at this one. This one, ready? Ready?
What? Need some laxatives or something over there? What is that? What does that sound
like? Look at him
be?
Go! Oh, man. Da da do be dope.
Totally glad I did not stop recording.
Oh, I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Da da do be dope.
That's what you get for getting a NASA sound.
Da da do be dope. Da da do be dope. Man, Opie's gonna die.
Oh, man. It took me a second to figure out what you guys were doing.
Ready, ready?
Opie's like what Darth Vader sounds like when he's having a heart attack from laughter.
Ready, how about this one? Ready? Wait for it.
Wow.
You didn't say the magic word.
This is great, because if I had, like, put this anywhere in the episode, nobody is going to have any idea why you're making these noises.
The best was Steak, like, behind you talking, just going, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Da da don't be dope. Da da don't be dope.
Here, do this one. Do this one.
Nom 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 nom
nom. Nom 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 nom
nom nom nom nom nom nom nom nom nom nom
nom. Do you know what the lamest of all of these emoticons are?
What?
This one. It's so lame. It's like...
All I can think of is like the horrible like call noise. It don't work. Tee hee hee hee.
We're no strangers to love.
Wow.
You know the rules, and so do I.
It's really like dancing to that, too. How could this happen to me? I don't know the words.
Oh, wow.
Da da dobe dope.
Da da dobe dope. Da da dopey dope. Da da
dopey dope. Da da
dopey
dope.
Da da dopey dope. Da da dopey dope.
Da da dopey dope. Da da dopey dope. Da da dopey dope. Da da dopey dope. Da da dopey
Fusion X.
Chinchilla.
Don't squeeze it.
Don't squeeze it.
Don't squeeze it. Don't squeeze it.
Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chincheesy.
And I'm Squigalicious.
Today we have joining us from the Bahamas server, Opiate.
Yay! Yay!
May I remember Opiate? You can say hello, it's okay.
Alright, hello.
Oh, is he still here?
No worries. You may recognize Opiate as the leader of the beast link shell on Bahamut called Untamed. We'll get into that.
Remember, we're all pets now, not just beasts.
Yeah, all pets.
Because wyverns are pets,
oh,
too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
no, they're not.
Shut up.
It's pet. Pet link shell. Started as beast, but it's pet. But it's all good. We'll get into that in a minute. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you, finally.
It's good to be here.
That you
we could probably end up turning this episode into, like, 30 minutes of things that Steak has stretched. It's like, remember the time... What was it? What was it a couple weeks ago when you duoed Gwiver?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Opiate's idea, and it wasn't a good idea,
oh,
dude.
Okay.
Oh, it was a great idea at the time.
It was a funny good idea.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. Okay, but anyways,
wow.
Yeah, that was a bad idea, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Why don't we start with news and branch out, shall we? All right, so first on the list, under POL news, we've got the FanFest merchandise.
Totally called this.
This is true, and one of the items is a card case. And
because who doesn't need a Final Fantasy XI card case?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because that was the first thing that they sold out of at TGS.
Really?
Really?
The card cases are big in Japan. Yeah.
Really? Well, I'm gonna totally get one of those because we're making some business cards.
Heck yeah.
So, yeah, dude, I'm going to be like, here, my name is Steak.
There's not a whole lot of Final Fantasy XI merch out there, so it's like, card case, never going to use it, but I will totally buy it.
I will totally buy it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I just want
just
it.
Like,
gimme.
Just like, in-game items for Fusion. Like, I'm not ever going to use this, but I have
Yeah, if you buy the card case, you get the Mog House furniture item of the card case. Just kind of sits there, and...
You just kind of carry it around, and
it's
like defense one or something.
No.
Or something.
Wow.
But, yeah, they also got some keychains out there. Goblin keychain and the Mandy keychain. Awesome.
Gotta get those.
I don't know that I'll buy the keychain, because I'm kind of... I've already got the Bastok, like the square keychain that they sold at the, the last FanFest. Yep, yeah. And
Where'd you get the Bastok one? Did you order that one?
Where did I get... Oh! The guy from Japan sent me that.
Oh, okay.
Remember the guy who
said... I was wondering why he had the Bastok one.
Yeah, I'm like, I got you Whitney. The Windy one.
Yep, I remember. And you got me the pencils, too. I still have the pencils.
technically, Taken got you the pencils.
Oh, okay, well, shout out to Taken.
He kind of whored himself out to the Carnival Games and...
Like, can I please have the pencils?
He ended up getting me a bunch of stuff. I sucked at those games last year.
Well,
I turned around and he had a handful of pencils. I'm like, can I just have one of those? I'm getting depressed trying to, like, shoot the little, like, inflatable thing with the Nerf arrow here.
I actually have the Bastok keychain is actually used. I have my shed key on it.
Wow.
The shed.
Aww.
So, it's cool. I'm pumped about it. So, whatever.
Good.
Okay.
So, speaking of FanFest merchandise, I think this is a good place to plug this. The Pet Food Alpha store is out there, and we have FanFest 2008 t-shirts for sale.
And we Fusion just X, take it away. We lowered the price on it, too, so it's a little more affordable.
Yes.
So, yeah, go get one if you want one.
Right, the FanFest t-shirt, just for the regular... T-shirt is $17.99, which is it's a couple bucks less than it used to be. So it's cheap. So get it. Once the FanFest is over, we may not be offering it anymore. So
word.
So here,
please don't get it just so you can. Please don't get it just so you can stare at my armpits.
Well,
oh,
get it.
If that's the only reason, get it.
If they need a reason, oh, and that qualifies as a reason to get the shirt, then by all means, get it for the armpit fetish there.
Oh, that's
also
creepy.
Because I look like
also
I'm creeped out now.
Also in the PFA store,
the fetish.
We've got the PFA mug and the ceramic travel mug, which is awesome. The PFA beer stein. Yeah. Gotta respect the stein. And various other goodies, so check out our store and get yourself some swag.
I love that word.
No,
show your PFA pride.
That's right. We got some cheap buttons in there that you can get for, like, if you're going to the fan
fest.
Yeah,
like, if you can't fork over the money for a shirt, get a button.
Get some buttons, man. Seriously. And be like, here, have a PFA button. Awesome.
Because if you're at FanFest and we see you in a PFA shirt, guaranteed one of us at least is going to talk to you.
Yeah, we can come up and get
you. I probably won't. Just kidding.
If you
I said one of us, not necessarily all of us.
If you have a PFA shirt, or like a PFA button, we'll be able to pick you out of a crowd at least. Just wear it like on your hat. Are you going to take your drop raffle dirk hat to FanFest this year?
I probably will. I don't know yet.
I should make my dude. You know what I was thinking? Oh my gosh!
No.
Check it out.
It's not gonna end well.
All right, you know what Chuck Taylors are?
What?
You know what Chuck Taylors are?
No.
Like the the All Stars, the sneakers.
Okay.
The basketball sneakers.
Yeah.
Chuck Taylor. Oh.
Okay. Keep going.
I was gonna get some of those airbrushed with like the PFA logo. So awesome. Like get some white high tops.
Wow.
Yeah, sweet. Anyways.
You would.
Pipe dreams for me. But anyways, continuing on. Enough about swag. Enough about swag. Let's move on.
Enough about swag.
Next on the list, we've got OES. Square announced that they banned additional accounts. 8,580 to be exact.
Word.
So yay for that.
Yay. So, you know, this is not new news. They've been doing this every few weeks for the last
One thing I do
2 years.
Forever.
One thing I did want to bring up for this, though, you know, they always release some kind of graph or whatever with these, showing what the account banned, like what they were banned for. And
yeah.
The last time they did this, I think it was last month, they added the line for RMT that were involved in compromised accounts. Those numbers
mm-hmm.
are going up.
Oh, that's cool.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah. It looks like everything except for hunters is going up here.
The RMT rise again.
It's very weird looking at the graph, you know, from May to June, synthesis and auction house was going down, then middle of June it spiked up, and it's still going up. You know, everything else is going down and it's coming back up a little bit. I don't know.
How necessary do you think it is that they report these every time they do it?
It's nice to see that they're continuing their efforts. Personally, I don't really look into it that much. I'm just like, they banned more accounts. Neat, you know.
Yeah, it's about showing the consumer that they're doing what they're, you know, what they can or whatever they are going to do.
Okay, just looking for your opinion.
Yeah, it's a consumer confidence thing, but a lot of us, we've heard it so many times, we just don't care anymore.
I think Square Enix needs to do a lot more to get consumer confidence, but that's another issue for another
day. They do. They do.
Yeah.
Opie, what do you think?
It's nice that they do that, because, I mean, I made a call a couple weeks ago about, I'm sure you guys have got them, those emails, advertising
sites.
Yeah,
those are mentioned in the report for this month, too.
I have never gotten those before.
I haven't either.
Dude, I have 3 people that I've had to block from that.
Wow.
And every single time, they're really good about getting thorough information, so it's nice to see, you know, that they're actually doing something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Huh. Interesting. All right. Well, good work, Square. Keep up the good work. Keep those RMT off the streets. Protect and serve. Actually, I know for a fact that Opiate would like to have, like, ins with the GMs, because in my experience, like, Opie, if he had the power, he would kick people from the game just kind of randomly.
No, just the ones that are, I mean, there's like a group of them that always are fixing the prices on all the stuff that I want to buy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and it's not like every single item, it's just like the ones that I want.
Maneater.
Exactly. You know, those.
Yeah. You know that E&M is a three-man one. It's pretty easy to do.
Well.
Yeah, we started last week, started doing that. So, you know, hopefully we can get all our beasts, their man-eaters, and everybody will be happy.
Whoa, here she comes. I had to do it, sorry. Alright, so... Never mind.
Was I, like, spacing out, or did that not make any sense?
She's a man-eater.
Okay.
Man-eater!
Wow. Alright.
I'm old. That's what that means.
Yeah, that's all that say, means. I'm not that old, so
doesn't mean anything that. Except whenever Fusion goes, what? It means that's me going, Lord, you know, that's me feeling old. Anyway, so... Sweet. Anyways, moving right along to community news. Hey, Fusion, why don't you talk about Extra Life?
Yeah, I was totally, like, passed out on the couch when you guys recorded last week.
Yeah, but we did a good job, I think, representing.
It was alright. I got a couple of complaints, so I'll just have to make sure I keep you guys in check a little more.
Whatever.
Yeah, so last week was the 24-hour Extra Life event. I went up to Michigan to hang out with some of the guys from LBR, doing the live broadcasting stuff. It was a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money. Together we raised over $10,000 between Team Limit Break Radio and Team Pet Food Alpha.
That's pretty crazy.
That's awesome. Pretty good. I think at one point, I think it was Callow that made a joke about if we got over $10,000, we would do something involving a Nero and Subligar. I'm working on it, so hopefully sometime this week. I don't know what it'll be yet, but it should be pretty funny. let's see. As a reminder, you can donate up until October 28th.
Right.
So there's still a couple days to donate if you haven't already.
And the link is still up there on our page. Right at the top right there. Just Extra Life, click, donate.
Yep.
Good times.
Yeah, I was freaking tired when I was done with that, man. 24. It was me and Zero, I think, that were up to the whole 24. A couple people took naps, which is fine, you know. They're not as crazy as we were, I guess.
I couldn't. I had a hard time. I pooped out at 17 and a half hours.
I was hurting at the end of that. Like, I was feeling sick and everything, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's nothing compared to what those kids had.
People were feeling ill and
don't even.
People were coming physically ill.
Oh, let's not go there. Yeah. This is for a good cause.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. What was the quote on that? People were passing out and getting physically ill. Anyway,
you know, I gotta say, last week, you know, have you seen the commercials for like those 5-hour energy things?
Yeah.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
Yes, they're so gross.
Yeah.
Really? You think? So?
I think they're gross.
I was expecting more of that nasty kind of like sugary like energy drink kind of thing, but it wasn't that bad.
Which one did you have? Like the lemon lime?
No. I had the berry, I think it is.
Okay, the original one was like lemon lime, and I don't mean to like diss products on our show or whatever, but like like I hate doing that kind of thing, but you asked, so I spoke up. Okay. The original one is like lemon lime, and it's like you drink it and it's like, "Ugh, dude, this is so nasty." But, like, I think that's just, like, the vitamins that are in it.
But, yeah, I mean, I downed one of those, and it wasn't bad. It worked pretty good.
Really? Yeah. See, I'm a rock star fan myself.
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't like any energy drinks. Coffee for me.
Or coffee, like espresso, straight up.
I went through a couple 1 liter bottles of Mountain Dew, I think, that day. So I was wired.
The Fusion X Diabetes campaign will be coming next.
Wow.
So
I think you guys probably said last week, we do have pictures up in our gallery
for those
interested in seeing what kind of shenanigans happened. So make sure to check those out. Big shout out to Aniro, Kalo, Sale, all those guys over there for letting me crash at their Mog House, so to speak. So if you haven't donated, make sure to do that.
Yep.
Sweet.
Thank you to everybody who participated.
Absolutely. And everybody who donated, too. It's a really good cause.
It was pretty nuts when we were setting up in the morning. And we got into the vet server, and there were already like 15 to 20 people logged in. It's just, it was incredible.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome, man. The vent server was crazy.
That's crazy. I can't even imagine, like, that many people in a vent.
I've never had to actually scroll in a Ventrilo window that was the height of my screen. There was a lot of people in there. So
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Alright, moving right along. Next, we have, RMT caught in a $38 million laundering bust.
Whoa!
Money laundering is a serious offense. This isn't just, you know, selling gil anymore. This is serious business. Says we arrested two individuals, including the ringleader, who is a 37-year-old man named Jiang. Jiang's ring purchased game money in China between May last year and last month, then cashed the money through domestic game item brokerages.
That's pretty,
wow.
Crazy.
That's kind of crazy,
That was the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency.
$38 million.
$38 million bucks.
That's crazy.
Like, wow.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a bit there. That could buy you a few cases of Mountain Dew there. Dude, I could make a house of Mountain Dew for $38 million.
You could probably buy the company.
That, I don't know. $38 million. I would buy.
I wonder how much.
Buy the rights to Mountain Dew.
I think Mountain Dew is Pepsi, so that'd probably be a little bigger.
Yeah, but maybe buy the rights to specifically to Mountain Dew.
Like, raffle dirt drink.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I wonder how this is going to affect like the gil market.
I'll be curious to see how this affects it. Yeah.
Because $38 million is a lot of money. Like, I mean, granted, it wasn't just Final Fantasy XI money.
Right.
It was all MMO money. But, dude, that's still so much money, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see what happens from here. But, you know what? It seems like the more they do against RMT, the more vicious they get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah, I mean, you look back and, you know, at Square and how they've been dealing with it, and then it got to the point where RMTs were, you know, stealing accounts.
Yeah, right.
That's just... Wow. That's crazy.
Lol. Well, you know what they say.
I don't.
No, I don't either. I was hoping you would say something.
No. I was hoping you would say something, and I would just be like, lol. But,
you know what they say. Oh, I guess I just always wanted to say that. Anyways, moving right along. Last week, toward the end of the show, we mentioned that PFA and LBR were nominated for the Podcast Awards.
Yay!
Yeah, so we looked into it, and indeed we are, and so is LBR. We're listed under Best Gaming Podcast. LBR is listed under Best Produced Podcast, and the voting is going on now. So, yeah,
you
so
can vote
right
once
on the
a day. So, like, set an alarm up, you know, wake up in the morning and be like, I need to go vote.
Yeah, right. So, right on the left-hand side of the PFA, at the bottom, there's a button, there's a little link there, you can click on it, it'll take you to the Podcast Awards site, you go scroll down and click on the little bubble that says, hey, look, there's Pet Food Alpha, and then vote, and then you can vote for LBR as well. So, I don't know what the prize is for these.
I don't even know. Who cares? Probably nothing that great. It's like
bragging rights at the very least.
A box of cookies. So, you know, I could go get the cookies right now, so that'd be
I have nice. Eaten cheese sandwich.
Depends who ate the other half.
This is true.
If it was like David Hasselhoff, I would like sell it on eBay for like $10,000.
What if it was Yasu who ate the other half?
I would cherish it and put it in my shrine.
You would bronze it.
In the back of my closet.
Bronze it.
You ever seen that show, Cheese Sandwich? You ever seen that show, Hey Arnold?
Yes.
You remember Helga, how she's got like the Arnold shrine?
Yeah, I have one of those
for Yasu.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's very scary for him. So,
I'm sure it is.
He's listening to this and he's like, wow, I don't know about that.
I need to stay away from this guy. It's not all of us. It's just Fusion
yeah,
X.
Okay.
So go to the Podcast Awards and vote for your favorite site today.
What?
You could even vote for PFA. That'd be kind of sweet. They don't even say what the prize is, but it's all good.
The prize is to know that we are awesome.
The prize is you win!
Well, I should say more awesome, because we already know that we're awesome.
Well, hang on a second. If I'm not mistaken, isn't there like a link on their site where you can donate prizes?
I think so.
Yeah.
So
I noticed that too.
Maybe there's something out there that'll be cool. I don't know.
Word.
We'll find out, maybe. Just maybe we'll find out. If you vote for us, maybe we'll find out. I don't know. Alright, on to PFA news. The PFA donation campaign is going on right now in an effort to send myself, Fusion X, Chinchilla, and Squig to the FanFest this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you guys want to add anything? Or should
you're
I just
doing
keep
a
talking?
Lot of like cliffhangers today, man?
Am I?
I know I'm like on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, really.
Like, I kind of talk to a certain point, and I hope that one of you guys would continue.
He's just gonna start talking.
He talked, and then he deflated.
He's like, and then after that.
So, anyways, Thank you very much to those who have donated so far. We still need a few hundred dollars more in order to get us all there. So please consider us on payday. That would be wonderful. I have to mention that by donating, you gain access to our contributors forum, which gives you the ability to view the content that will be on the show for the week, including the emails, and add your comments, suggestions as well, so that you can sort of be like a pseudo manager of the show, if you will. So, yes, also, for the person that gives the largest donation, we have this very, very special edition PFA 2-year anniversary collection CD set that is a 7-disc set of CDs that has the first full 2 years of Pet Food Alpha, and it has a bonus disc that has the funniest clips of all of those episodes. It took a lot of time to make, I'm sure, and it's very limited, and it comes in a leather-bound case and all that good stuff, so you will be receiving that if you are the person with the largest donation. So, We ask that you please consider us and click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the page. And please help us get there, please. And please and thank you very much. Please.
And please.
Please. Please.
Please.
Please, please. I can't pay for it. I swear I can't do it. But again, thank you very, very much to those who have already contributed.
Yeah,
speaking of the... speaking of the contributors forum, DJ Playschool put up there that he is going to be releasing his CD, The Wayward Cyrillic, on November 11th. Okay, so
you can nice. You can listen to that while we wait for Elmer to get back to us with all the Vanifest news.
Oh yeah, that's true. So the Wayward Cyrillic is coming out November 15th. It's free to download, and that's at djplayschool.com. The nice. Wayward Cyrillic, and there's actually it's gonna be really good. So there you go. Plug for the CD for DJ Play School. You are the man now, dog.
You're the man Roots? Now, dog.
Indeedy. Alright, so... moving right along. This week in PFA News, Fusion, our own Fusion X posted a little ditty regarding Nizel Isle.
Yay for little ditties.
Yeah. It's about Nizel Isle and the misfortunes of Nizel Isle. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Alright, so this is part complaining, part I thought that this would be a good article. So if anyone's like, oh, Fusion's just complaining about stuff he wants fixed in the game, well, yeah, I guess I am. Work for absolute virtue. okay, so with the last update...
Actually, it did nothing for absolute virtue.
It Let me have
it did and
like,
it didn't.
It
give
made,
me
like,
my moment,
Kraken
Chin.
Darks, like, beat it for 2 days. Woohoo! Oh. Last I checked, none of us are Kraken Darks. Fusion, good job!
Beat it 2 to 8 times for a couple days. You know, with the last update, there were the new mythic weapon skills that were introduced. So everyone's like, hey, we should probably do Nizel Isle Assault now. So everyone's doing that. You know, every 20 floors, you have a boss. You know, it can be... it'll be the Land Kings. I think it's up to floor 20 and 40. It can be, like, Fafnir, Aspid, or... help me out here.
Behemoth.
Behemoth. Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
The purple thing with the horn.
And the turtle.
I said the turtle.
The Lice Meteor.
That's okay. and then later,
turtle.
The higher floors, you get, you know, Cerberus, Chimera, and Hydra. But after you kill these, there's a chance that a piece of armor from the Asgard Denali or Galliard set can drop. And a lot of these pieces are really, really nice. You know, you could look at...
Some of the pieces are really nice.
That's what I just said.
You said most.
Did I? Well, whatever.
I actually have no idea. I just wanted to interrupt you.
I see how it's going to work. You know what? Go in your monk house and wear your damn Ace's helm and keep making me jealous.
Oh, right, I will.
It's a good thing I'm leveling dark. Right. It gives me a better reason.
Askar is godly.
Yeah, some of the Askar is very nice. Like the Askar head, that's like the best headpiece you can get.
The Askar head, the Askar body, the Askar boots. Awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, those pieces are really awesome. One thing that is a problem, and not just in Nizel, a lot of people that commented brought this up as well. It's the same kind of issue where, like in Dynamis, if something is in the treasure pool and you have like a minute left or less than a minute, you know, chances are you're going to lose the item because not enough. No, you don't have enough people that are, you know, some people might be AFK or, you know...
Or dead
or something.
Or dead, yes.
Yeah, for Dynamis.
This happens, dead happens.
And then, you know, you get warped out, nobody gets the thing. Well, I shouldn't say that. For Dynamis, it goes to the last person that entered Dynamis. But for Nizel, you know, we killed a boss. There was 10 seconds left. Galliard hands dropped, which is really cool. I know, right? And so,
just Galliard hands. Okay, I'll comment purple. When you're done. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. God. I keep interrupting.
Tits on a pole.
Wow.
No, so, keep interrupting. It makes it awesome.
It's okay.
Sorry, if you want a hug?
No, she's not.
You can't have one.
Oh. Damn.
Owned.
My friends wonder why I'm all, like, sad and depressed when they see me. They're like, what's wrong, Fusion? Like, Chinchilla interrupted me again.
Oh. A QQ, QQ, buck, buck.
What?
I'm not sure what just happened there.
Anyways, yeah.
What you're looking for is... Anyway, Giggly.
All right.
Dong.
Okay, train. Okay, so we kill the boss. 10 seconds left. Galliard hands drop. Unfortunately, when we were fighting the boss, you know, right before he died, he dropped two of our people. So we have two dead people, item in the treasure pool with 10 seconds left. You know, we lost it. Nobody got it. Which is. You know, that's depressing. Like, you know, you do all that.
It is.
You would think that the clock should stop.
And, you know, I think the funny part about this was the first time that we had actually gone back to try and farm up some armor, too. Because since the update, we've just been farming the floors and going up. We actually went back and tried to get, you know, kill a boss and hope that some gear dropped. And it did, and nobody got it.
Oh man!
Wow!
It sucks.
That sucks.
Now if you look at this, okay, 30-minute cap. That's understandable, but there needs to be some kind of way at the end, or you know, more specifically, at a boss floor, to get your gear. You know, every time I've done it, I've never heard of anyone going up, you know, up to another floor after a boss floor. Usually you're cutting time pretty close already as is.
I did that once.
And so you'll kill the boss and you'll leave. So I don't think it would be too crazy to make some kind of adjustment where after you kill a boss, you get another 5 additional minutes to sort out any drops that you get. And then after the 5 minutes, it'll save the floor and take you out of the assault.
It doesn't even have to do that, really. I mean,
no,
it could,
you
it
guys
kick
are
you
so
out of the...
wrong. You're so wrong.
Uh-oh.
The thing with Nizzle Isle is that it's hard. Okay, it's hard. It's not easy.
Right.
And I've definitely hit a boss floor and gone like 5 more floors before.
What?
Not 5. Okay, 2. But I've definitely
hit
a boss
floor. Yeah, I've done that too.
2 more floors.
I've done that too.
And then just exit for the tokens. But I really think the difficulty in it is, because it's the same thing with salvage. I've lost Skatey Body 25 once from a boss, but that, you know, that's what makes it hard. These two events are so time crunched, and I mean, they're items, yes, but it's nothing you can't do again tomorrow.
Well, that's true.
You know, and to bring up like Einarjar is different. Well, Einarjar. You lose time. You're losing an E-body or an A-body. You're not losing something you can do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you could technically do Salvage and Nizul every day.
Right.
I mean, maybe not because of points, but you could... You know what
well,
I mean?
In regards to Einarjar, though, I mean, you know, as soon as you get... You know, you kill all the guys in the chamber and you pop the chest, you get another 5 minutes to sort out the loot, though.
Yeah, because it's like an E-body!
Well, who's to say... You know that some of the gear that drops in Nizul isn't worth anything. You know,
it's not on the same level.
It's not worth nearly as much.
Well, that
there's no way. There's no way. I'm totally with you that it's
like E body and A body and things like that.
I'm saying like that's part of the difficulty of it is that you've got to make sacrifices. Like we've got to the point where if you die in salvage at a boss. And it's almost dead, you home point. If we're under 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people
because,
do that.
Because
that's
that means you can not pass.
Right.
And I mean, we just did a boss tonight, right? Just literally 20 minutes ago. And we had maybe a minute left in that, and everything in the loot pool was passed and lotted. Because everyone kind of knows what they're going to get to lot and what they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just preparation.
Right.
I mean, what? I mean, because then, because if you do that, then you could be like, well, what if I had 1% more on the boss? You know, well, you know, you killed it, you would have had 5 more minutes. And if I was going to get 5 more minutes to lock gear, I'd rather have 5 more minutes to go a few more floors.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you're wrong, Fusion. No, I'm just saying it's just the opposite. I totally have the opposite point of view. Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Because if you got, like, an A body or an E body, that's, for some people, that's like a once-in-a-lifetime drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot of pieces, but I have seen a few, and I know I'll see a few more. I mean, a 30-minute event that I have 7 chances to do every single week is a little bit different than, you know, like, mm-hmm. Iron Jar, which most people do, like, maybe 2 times a week.
Right.
And, you know, you have to progress through all the floors to get something halfway decent.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of weird that Olympus gives you, you know, you get the clear and you're exited and you have time to lot stuff.
But technically you're not zoning in Olympus.
Yeah, that's right. Technically you're not zoning. But, if you look at Nizel, you start in a little room. Like, they could just put you back in that after you kill a boss. You know, I don't think it would be something too crazy for them to implement. But, I mean, they do have... for Olympus and Einar Jar, you know, they do give players, you know, a couple extra minutes to sort out the items. And I think that's something that should be looked at for Nizel and also for Dynamis, and Salvage, you know. Have it so when the 30 minutes is up, just, you know, despawn all the mobs or something, or teleport into some kind of room on the side and let you sort out the gear, you know. I don't think that's too much to ask for.
I think it's dumbing down something that's already, you know, a little, because any pickup could clear Nizul to 100. You know,
want to do it with a pickup though. That's like
you know who does it is a lot of Japanese people. There's always shouts for, like, floor 100
or
floor...
Yeah, I've noticed that.
You notice that?
Yeah, I've noticed that, too.
They do that with Einar Jar, too. Mm. How weird is that? Like, that's just... side note.
But I don't know. Do you think it should... If it should stay this kind of, like, luck-based thing? Or do you think they should just make it so that, you know... it's still hard to get, you know... up to this certain point or whatever, but once you get something that actually drops, you know, make sure that people actually have time to, like, get it.
I don't know. I think if you've got more than 10 seconds, you can get your gear. People just need to either home point or, you know, and know what they're getting. Like, you can say, okay, we're doing a hand run. If you want, ask our hands, you're lotting, you know, so-and-so's lotting, ask our hands. Make sure you pass. If you die, home point.
I think there's other things that they need to change. They're still having issues with people getting in. Not as many. But they're still having issues with, you know, too many people trying to get in at one time. And they're still having issues, like the other night when I did Nizel Isle, we had to force DC again because it just automatically froze everybody right as we were exiting. So I think they need to take care of that stuff first.
There's a lot of little things that I think...
Yeah, before they tweak the whole thing, why don't we get the thing working right first?
There's a lot of little things like that. Like, you know, Sandworm, when it Doom Voids you, it can, like, leave the person with the most hate behind. Mm-hmm. How lame is that? It's like, oh, bye, tank.
Yeah.
Adios!
If I could fix... a few things. I would make an in-game Dynamis scheduler. I would make Dynamis and Libis instance, and I would give a couple extra minutes at the end of Salvage, Nizel, and Dynamis to sort out drops. That's what I would do. But this is also our weekly discussion, too. I don't know if we mentioned that. So we'll have this
up. Oh, by the way!
Yeah, by the way! So this will be up in the forums, too, so you can give your opinion on it.
Hey, Opie, what do you think about all this stuff?
Okay, well, here's my question. Let's say, like, you're in a normal XP party, and, right, you know, you're getting drops from the mobs you're killing. If you're laying dead, will items still drop into your inventory?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can.
Okay,
yeah.
Well then, wouldn't it be just as simple, you know, you're laying dead in whatever you're doing, You have the, do you want a home point little box that comes up? And it has yes, no, and then just add a treasure button to it. You know, because that really doesn't affect the game.
Even if you couldn't lot. Even if it was just pass.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All these issues would be, you know, null and void mostly. I mean, every so often you do get an AoE dispel or something, but they'd be really solved if everybody went into the boss fight with re-raise on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because then you could just raise right up after you died and then pass.
10 seconds, though, might not have been enough time.
Ten seconds isn't enough.
Ten seconds is like, you got ten seconds left, animation to get up.
Right, 10 seconds isn't enough time for everybody
That's not even enough time.
It's like 20 seconds.
That's not even enough time to, like, say, okay, we're going to do this. Like, by the time you end up typing something out, you're done.
Yeah, but if you're sitting there with 10 seconds left, that's kind of your fault that you didn't get it done fast enough.
Exactly.
And I think that's what Chin was kind of saying.
You know, I'm not saying you sucked, so you couldn't.
You know what I mean? You didn't try your hardest, but
because the floors are luck based. Because some days you'll get like a floor where you have like 6 psych flares you have to kill, and then the next floor is like lamps, and then the next floor after that you have like 9,000 chariots. You know, you get times like that where you know you just luck wasn't on your side.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think it's one of those things, like, I think the armor is meant to be, like, that's how they kind of keep it rare. Because, like you said,
because
a lot of it is
decent
gear.
Half of the people get it to drop but aren't able to obtain it before they get kicked out. That's like...
Well, think about it. That's like, say, it keeps it rarer than I think, I'm not saying it should be, because who am I to say people shouldn't have gear, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean more like the way they keep King Abjurations rare is you can get it from Einarjar now, or you can get it from the King.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can only get this gear here, and so many people do it. It's just an added element of difficulty. That's how I look at it.
To me, having something drop and not having sufficient time to lot on it, it's like those stupid rage timers they had on ZNM. This will be another article in the future, probably. You know, it's like you're fighting something, and you get it down, you know, you almost kill it, and then it goes into this stupid mode where you can't finish it off.
Your rage mode doesn't even exist!
It does! They added it to ZNMs.
No way, after they added it, I've soloed... That's when I started soloing ZNMs, and I've never wiped to one, unless we were doing armed gears.
We didn't have a lot of mages, and we were taking it down. You know, it was going down. It was at, like, 10-15% or so, and then the stupid timer thing kicked in, and we couldn't take it down.
What happened?
It cured itself a lot. And it was just going nuts. Like, I think the big problem when this whole AV pandemonium thing happened is that it was misinterpreted, which is something common with Square Enix, since it is a Japanese-based company. You know, something probably gets lost in translation. But the issue wasn't that players were, you know, fighting Pandemonium Warden for 18 hours. The issue was that the game design was meant for people to fight it for that long.
Right, exactly.
You know, let people fight it as long as they want, but don't design something that needs to be fought for that long.
Right.
Because if you're fighting something, if you apply that to not, sorry to cut you off, finish. Like, if you're fighting something, let's say you're killing some, you know, NM or whatever, get it to 1%, and then it's just like, you know what? I'm done. You're out of here. You're out of luck. Like, that's just total BS.
See, but I think if you apply that to Nizul, like if they were gonna let us have 5 more minutes, okay, or even 2 minutes, all right, I think they would have to dumb down the drop rate, and I would rather lose one piece of armor because me and my buddies couldn't kill something fast enough, or we had bad luck, or whatever, than never see. I've probably done 25 bosses since I started my pickup. I've seen one piece of gear.
Wow.
So I mean, I'd rather.
You don't want to dumb down the drop rate.
No,
that'll make it even harder, like a lot harder, than just saying, okay, well, we lost it today, but you know, we'll.
Yeah.
At least we've seen it drop, so we know it does drop.
Yeah, you know it exists.
Right.
See, look.
I mean, it's a bummer. It's a bummer both ways, but like Chin was saying, I mean, that's the beauty of it. You know, it's the level of difficulty that's there is.
I'm not saying.
Wait, it's not hard because the mobs are hard. I mean,
having something drop though and not being able to get it—that's not something being difficult. That's just annoying.
Yeah.
So you'd rather it auto dropped to someone that didn't want it?
I would rather it gets to somebody instead of getting lost, at least.
I think what Fusion's original point was, they should make it so that once you're done, it zones you, and then it stays in the treasure pool or something.
I'm not saying, you know, change difficulties or change drop rates or anything. I'm just saying that if you do, you know, you get lucky, you get to these floors, you kill a boss, and it drops armor. Let the people who have done all that work to actually get it, instead of like, oh, wow, it's in the treasure pool, and we got kicked out, so nobody gets anything. But it was right there.
Well, let's just say that happened, and it had to where after you killed a boss, you zoned automatically. What if you had one of those runs where you got super easy floors, and you had 15 minutes left, and you could do more floors?
Kick people out after a boss. I don't think it's that unreasonable.
No way.
I really don't.
No.
No way. Don't kick me out after a boss if I've got.
Especially if I have time left.
Well, what? Okay. Here. How about this? What if they made it so? See, I've never done Nizel, so I don't know exactly how it's set up. What if after the time ran out, instead of booting you, it just didn't let you progress. Like, you just stayed there, and then you had the choice of whether to just leave or rot on your stuff.
You know, another idea is if you start on, you know, 16, 36, whatever, have an option for that. You know, if
like,
you're planning on like, just doing the boss and leaving, have something set up where after you kill the boss, it gives you a 5-minute, you know, cooldown time or something.
Or, like, they make it like Zelda. Like, when you defeat a boss in Zelda, like, the warp appears where you can, like, leave, or you can, like, you know.
That's not too bad.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
I hate to make it so cheesy as to refer it to Zelda, but,
right,
like,
but that goes,
when you defeated the boss in Zelda, there's, you know, you're like, yeah, I defeated the boss, and then there's the heart piece that you can go get, you know.
Or, you know, one
thing. Or you just warp straight out.
One thing
yeah,
they
I understand.
Could do.
Just
warp straight out.
Is, because I realize that, you know, there are people that actually do go up after boss floors. I haven't personally done it. I hadn't heard of anyone doing it until now. But maybe they could freeze the time after a boss dies, and then, you know, when you go up to the next floor, if you decide to continue, then the time will start ticking back down. You know what I'm saying?
Or, like, how about a 1 minute cooldown, like where you defeat the boss, you got 1 minute to decide who gets the stuff, and then the clock continues ticking.
Right.
And then if you advance, then the clock just continues going.
I'm sure there's a bunch of ways this could be done, but I just sum it up. We, you know, people need to be able to get the gear that they've worked hard to get. And especially with, you know, Chin said she's done all these runs and has seen armor once. With that kind of, you know, it's like you see something after doing all, you know, working for months, and you're like, oh, sweet, there's that body piece, and it's like you have 10 seconds left, you're not getting it. And it's just like,
you're like, no, you have
really?
To watch it just disappear.
That's just, I think that's poor game design on Square Enix's part, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
I think...
Opie, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I haven't done Nizel yet, but I, you know, when we first started out doing our all beast BCs, we used to do the under observation, and we ran out of time the first couple of times we tried it, and we lost drops because of it. I mean, we've killed all the mobs and been running back to the treasure chest, and boom, we're done.
Oh, so you ran out of time because you hadn't popped the chest yet.
Right,
okay.
But you know what? The more we did it, the better we got at it, and we finally got a chance to get that.
Right.
But I don't think that they should change the time just because, you know,
well, maybe
oh,
they
kill
could
all the bosses.
Well,
but
the thing with Nizel, though, it's always random, though. With a BC, you know what the strategy is, you know? With Nizel, you go up in each floor, you never know what you're going to get.
Well, that's the difference between them, you know? Nizel's supposed to be harder for that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it can still be hard, but still let people get the rewards from it if they've earned them.
Well, my question is if you're on one floor, can there be another party doing like that same floor, or do they have to wait for you to get out?
It's instant, so they can you can be on whatever floor.
Like okay, well, yeah, then like, I guess you know, adding extra time. I mean, it just you know, it's just hard to say because I haven't ever done it.
Right.
But you know, if you have a certain amount of time and you just you don't quite make it, I mean, that's something you're going to have to do better next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Yeah, we've been,
because
we've been
we're
going to
put up
for a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're going to put a
which is good.
Put a forum post up there so
good.
You can let us know how you think they should do it. Like they could, you know, like they could make it like a BC where they zone you out and then you're like, "Ooh, you know, we got the, you know, we did this and you can lie
you know,
on this
I,
or whatever."
I don't
but
it needs if they do that, it still needs to be in the assault instance.
Right,
the last
exactly,
thing we need
because
is people
you,
in like the ruins saying, "Hey, who wants an Askar body? 3 mil, you know."
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good talk there.
Yeah.
I think it was good because both me and Shin had different opinions. But we're not like busting each other's balls over it either.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's not kind of sound
good,
like.
I mean, I could. I could be like,
could.
At least,
yeah,
at least
if
I don't go
really
with the dirt.
Wanted, oh,
I mean,
hey
we could,
hey
we
now.
Could, we could go there.
Dude, it sounded like Chin was gonna punch you for a second.
Don't bash the dirt.
I'm just teasing. I'll talk about my epic Derg adventures. This
heck yeah.
You know,
I had some Derg adventures.
All right, let's move on, shall we? That was a good one.
Yeah, well, that was pretty nice.
All right, let's move on to player achievements, and Squigalicious will be our player achievement
champion
this week. Go ahead.
Champion.
How about reader person? I like that better.
Reader person.
Sounds more.
Wow.
Sounds more not championish.
All right, so champion? Who did what this week, Squig?
Well. Of course, we don't read all of them, so I'm just going to pick a couple.
We
of
do read all of them. We just
one.
Can't. We can't highlight all of them on the show. That's all.
Yeah. Speaking of DJ Play School, he got his Corsair to level 50.
Nice.
What? Nice, dude.
Yeah. Cordario seemed pretty busy because he put like 4 or 5 achievements on the boards this week. but his first one, which I can see right now, is. His first, or he's got 3 strength merits down and 2 out
nice.
Of 18 merits to go.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, because all the stats for like strength and intelligence and stuff, those suck to merit.
Mm-hmm.
They really
absolutely.
Do. So, Snow Shadow got all the event items for the Harvest Festival.
Nice.
Yay!
Champion.
Let's see.
Oh, you know. Going back real quick, Play School made a second post.
It says he got Corsair to number 53
oh.
and got 4
oh,
out of 5 on AF and beat Prami Hollow.
Yeah, for anyone listening, you know, if you have stuff that goes out throughout the week, you know, feel free to just edit your post. That way we can make sure to get everything.
It makes it easier. Yeah, it makes it easier for us.
Yeah,
then we don't have to go back and say, wait. Yeah. Or look at, he did it again. He did this.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you look back, you see. Cordario got his 4th strength merit.
Yay!
Like, guys, help me out here. And
it's all about crit hits, man.
Yeah. And finally, Lyseria got 75 scholar. Woot.
Nice.
So congratulations to everybody who had achievements. Post
Yay.
Your next achievements for next week, and we will read them. Some of them, anyway.
You're lucky.
We try to get most of them, but
maybe.
We do have limited time. So, but anyways... Good deal. So that moves us on into our end game.
Finally.
So as always, as always,
5 minutes in, just getting into end game. Oh man!
Wow. Hey, we still got emails.
Yeah.
Email.
All right. So
email.
As always, we start with our guests. So Opiate, why don't you?
What have you been saving steak from this week?
Well, let's see. Well, kind of this week and last week, I started leveling Dancer.
Nice.
And,
you know, I thought that it would make a good beast sub job, and so far it's working out pretty good. I got it up to 30.
Cool.
And
nice.
That's
pretty sweet.
I think it only took like 2 or 3 days, and
wow.
I just duoed it the whole way. So, yeah. But I had a lot of fun leveling that job.
Yeah, Dancer is a lot of fun.
And the way that SE has adjusted the XP for duos and trios is just really nice, too.
Yeah, because it seems like you get, like, one or two more levels. You can just, like, grind out the XP before you have to jump to the new place and, you know, get used to fighting.
Yeah.
So that was really nice.
Dancer is an awesome Beastmaster sub job. I was at Mount Zion last night, just killing stuff, and like there was this Beast Dancer, and he was kicking some serious butt. He was using Drain Samba and stuff, and dude, it was pretty freaking sweet. I was like, wow, this guy's really going. He was going to town on those things, man. But yeah, it looks really really cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Even with it only being 30, I was able to go out and level up my dagger with no pets out, and I was back in the back part of Crawler's Nest fighting the level 50 crawlers and stuff like that, and had no problems with them at all. It was really
awesome.
Really cool.
It's awesome, dude.
So, and then, let's see, what else did I do? I did a little campaign. I got my third axe merit done.
Nice.
So, that's coming along. I'm still confused as to what job-specific merits I'm going to do. But I got plenty of time for that.
Yeah.
Did you already unlock the Intimidate? What is it? Feral Howl?
Yeah, Feral Howl. I use that a lot. I love it. Just to upgrade it is so expensive.
What does that one do?
It's like an instant Intimidate. Yeah.
It's like a stun. It lasts for maybe half a second to 3 seconds.
Huh.
But it'll interrupt spells, it'll stop TP moves. Nice. I mean, it'll stop it, but, you know, they'll instantly use it again. So, but it comes in pretty handy. It's nice because we can have pets out now, and we still have something to claim with.
Yeah.
So that works out real nice.
Where?
Awesome.
Recently, we were... Our link shell, Untamed, was all Beastmaster. And I don't know what the deal was. We'd have people that would join, and they'd be real excited about it. And then, like, a couple weeks later, everybody would leave.
Aww.
You know? And I kind of think that, you know, that's just the way Beastmaster is.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, do whatever you want. You know, you're in a link shell, you can hang out. I don't think there's a lot of people that have really done, like, events with a lot of Beastmasters together, and there's some like really crazy stuff you can pull off if you have the numbers.
Oh yeah, you should. There's a kid in my link shell who he doesn't have the same account anymore because he quit the game like a long time ago, but he got like 18 beasts to kill Tiamat once.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so we're having problems with that, and there was another link shell on our server called Petropia. They were an all pet link shell. After we talked for a little while, they decided to merge with us.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
Now we have a bunch of people, a bunch of different pet jobs.
Dude, this link shell's huge now.
Wow.
It's pretty sweet.
How many dragoons do you have? Do you have any?
Say zero. There's a funny story coming up, and I'm getting to that.
Oh, I'm scared.
So, let's see. Yesterday, we kind of had our first all link shell event, and we all trooped out to Mamluk, and we took down Dragon Scale. We were trying to get those beast hands with the pet defense on them.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we didn't get the drop. But we took out the NM in like 2 minutes. It was just ridiculous.
Wow.
It was like...
That's crazy.
We had 5 beasts and 2 dragoons.
I'm sorry. I know what happens, and so it's... I'm sorry, I couldn't contain myself.
Well, and I didn't even get to see the fight because I was the one that got picked to kite the pets. So that
right.
was... I spent the whole fight running around in circles. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean,
well,
I was
kiting. I'm not the only one that kites.
Wow. Oh, God. You're the only one that kites in Ballista. Moving on.
So, got done with him, and then we were all standing there. We still had a little bit of time left on our 2 hours. So we were like, well, let's kill the NMs around the mirror and break the mirror. So we did that. No big deal. And then on the way out, we were, there's this white mage NM that's always up. I mean, every time I come in here, it's always up.
Oh, so we're, God, like, I've killed that thing before. That thing is crazy.
We're like, okay, well, let's just try it and see what happens. So one of our beasts left, so we're down to like 4 and 2 dragons. And we decide to fight it. It took us 10 minutes to get it down to like its last 1%, and then it used Benediction for like 60k.
Oh my God.
Oh! Right?
So we're like, oh man. And from there, it took us another hour and a half to finally kill this thing.
That's the same mob that once you start killing it, the more you kill it, the higher its defense goes until it gets crazy defense at the end. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the last
nuts.
The last 50% just seemed like it took for hours.
Yeah.
And it was funny because none of the beasts ever died except the 2 dragons. They must have wiped like 3 or 4 times each.
Oh, and we have to sit down with those people and have them. Good talk.
La. La la la.
Dude, well, that's so funny.
It was all, you know, they would weapon skill and they would immediately get hate and then they would get mashed with like a 1k weapon skill from the mob.
Where's the super jump?
That's what I was wondering. No, I asked OP yesterday, what about super jump? Were they using super jump? He's like, no.
Well, I'm sure they were, but, you know, the recast timer may not have been up.
What is the recast timer for Super Jump?
It's like 3 minutes or something.
Hmm.
And so, we finally got through that, and we got a whole 2 wind crystals to drop.
Mm-hmm. Woo! A big wind crystals.
That was awesome.
Oh, son of a...
So, and other than that, we're trying to get our first Dynamis going.
Nice.
Yes.
Awesome.
Saturday, right?
I think we're trying for this Saturday. We're going to do a Sandy Oil one.
Okay.
Okay, and dude, I so want to be there.
Most of the people in the show have never done this before. We only have a few people that have gone, and it's going to be quite an experience.
We're all going to die, that's what that means.
Well, the plan is, the first couple of ones we do, and every time we do a new zone, we're going to go as whatever jobs you have leveled.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Just so we can get a feel for it. And then slowly we're going to phase everybody out, and we're going to do it full pet.
You know, Sandoria wouldn't be too bad full pet if you got a bunch of pets and stuff. Just stick them on the... Because any orc NM can charm. So if you just, you know, stand back and let carry go to town, since you don't have any mages to nuke, I mean, that would probably be pretty good.
Yeah, I really see your only problem being pulling and... Pretty much pulling, because if you have, like, 12 mobs, you're kind of...
Well, beasts are really good at pulling, because...
Yeah, beasts are great for playing. I'm not worried about that. We're going to try to get a bunch of summoners, so we can have, you know... It's not going to be constant, but we'll have some magic nukes.
Yeah.
We'd like to see what we can do with Puppet Masters as far as nuking can go.
Oh, Puppet Masters can do some awesome
nukes. I would love
nukes.
To see, like, instead of a Black Mage party in Dynamis, have, like, a Puppet Master party doing the nukes.
The Black Mage frames.
That would be awesome.
Minions.
And, like, you know, you'll get ready, they'll start casting, and the mobs will just die from, like, WTF effects. Just like, what?
Lol, robots! That
would be, but on a serious note, that would be kind of cool to see. I'd be curious to see how that would work.
So, yeah. The hardest part is just getting people to not think the same old ways.
Yeah.
Because we get new people in the show, and we talk about doing stuff, and they're like, oh, you have to do it this way, this way, this way. It's like... Well, you can do it that way, but, you know, XP is only XP, you know. Right. You can always
get more of it.
Let's try doing something crazy, you know.
Yeah.
I bet you guys will have a blast.
Oh, yeah.
And so we usually do when we do anything. Like yesterday, we had so much fun out here. It was just, you know, we all really didn't know each other, but we knew our jobs well enough that we all played pretty good together.
Except for maybe the Dragoons.
Definitely. Shout out
the Dragons were good because they all used relays earrings and they were up right as soon as they died.
Well, that's good, but they shouldn't have died. How were you? Well, were they beaten on the NM the whole time, or were they just going in and like weapon scaling and?
No, they were beaten on it the whole time.
Okay.
If they wouldn't have helped, it would have took a they yeah. his 2 hour would have reset and we would have been there for days.
Yeah, so, I probably shouldn't say anything. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. But.
No. Definitely shout out to all the guys at Petropia and all the members of the Untamed Link Shell on the Bahamas server.
Good luck with your dynamics there. That should be pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. So,
and you know what? We're setting our goals, you know, just if we die on the first pull, then our goal next time is to live past the first pull. And then, you know, just get one step at a time.
Yeah.
Word.
Sweet.
So, other than that, there hasn't been anything else really going on. I started school this week, so my game time's getting cut a little bit.
Yeah, school.
Yeah.
Stupid school.
So, but that's part of the nice part about Beastmaster. I can just get on whenever I want to and do my thing and then get off.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't need no stinking parties, although...
they are appreciated.
They are appreciated. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Anything else, Opie?
No, I think that covers just about everything.
Alright, why don't I go next, then? I have been leveling Beastmaster. Due to circumstances beyond my control, I was able to play a lot more this week than I have in the previous couple of weeks. So I got my Beastmaster up to 73.
Wow.
With almost to 74. And one of the things that I can attribute that to is a new thing that we can do now that we have level sync. That is awesome. And that is Colibri parties. Colibri parties are amazing, even for like, you know, level 75s who want to go merit off a Colibri, because the experience is just so fast. It's just awesome. And so I got 20k experience in like I don't know, maybe a little bit over an hour, something like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so just really, really good. And being a beast in a party, it takes a few minutes to get used to. But once you get it, and once you got the dynamic of it, it's a lot of fun. And Colibri parties are great because it just goes so fast. So I did that. What else did I do this week? Sheesh. I was concentrating a lot on Beast because I wanna do Dynamis this next weekend.
Right.
Which would be my first Dynamis ever. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. This past Thursday, October 28th, I celebrated 5 years playing this game.
Wow.
Oh, that's epic.
Yeah, 5 freaking years. I swear Square should be paying me by now.
In about 6 months, I'll have 5 years myself.
What?
Yep.
People are nuts. 5 years.
5 years in, man. Never done a Dynamis.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Good times. I don't know what to really say
me
about
and Shin
that.
Are like, been playing for not that long, and like we're doing all this other stuff, and you guys are like, yeah, doing my first Dynamis in like 5 years. It's like, what?
Yeah, well, my situation is a little bit different because I
have kids, you know, like 7, kids, and they're all in drawers.
I have kids, but yeah. I haven't really rushed it, you know, like the experience for me has been, you know, just my own, I guess, and I just never really felt like it was that important to just, you know, push it, so.
I gotta ask you, when Beastmaster, have you done, like, any campaign?
Yes.
Okay. Do you do that a lot, or do you try and get a party and duo or solo more?
Campaign is good. I mean, I find it a little bit cumbersome, because, you know, it's like, you go out there and your goal is to just get as much experience as possible, and you might be in a campaign battle for like 45 minutes and get like 1,000 experience points, and you also risk being dead and not getting that much or whatever. Yeah. And like, it just feels like I could be out there doing other stuff and getting just as much experience.
Is there any good allied notes gear that Beastmaster can use? I can't remember what set they get.
Yeah, the, Opie, what is that? The purple stuff that you were wearing?
The Cobra
Fusion?
Gear?
No, not the Cobra gear. That's Palawan gear.
That's not...
That's assault.
Assault. Wait, yeah.
Is it... No. Maybe not Palawan. Oh, gosh.
If it's not Palawan, it's probably the Cobra gear. I don't know... A lot of
any other purple gear?
Oh, let me look it up.
Let me see.
Can Beast wear the Cobra gear?
No,
I don't even think they can. I don't think they can.
Let's see. What does Beastmaster get? Do they get the... Yeah, Beastmaster gets the 4th Division armor.
Yeah, I thought they did.
That's not terribly
not
fantastic.
That great.
It's... Okay. So it's...
Yeah, I personally just all that.
Poor Beth.
That's what I get for complaining about Dragoon not being able to wear any of the initial Allied Notes armor, so then they make Bastok really crappy and put Dragoon on that. That's great. See, the Iron Ram and the Cobra stuff, though, that's some quality armor right there. But no, Bastok armor? No. Not at all. We're going to give them subtle blows. That's great. Fantastic. All right. Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Yeah, so, good game, Square.
I don't know. With campaign, it's always like, dude, why am I doing this? Like, I feel like I could be out getting more experience than this somewhere. But then again, I don't have, you know, I think I'm only on, like, the Allied Ribbon of Glory. Which is, like, just the end of the first tier. Like, you can go on to stars, and then there's 3, and then 4, and then there's emblem, and then there's 4, and then there's wings, and then medals. But, and then you get more experience with those. But yeah, I mean, Beast is cool in campaign, you know. Mm-hmm. Beast sub dancer is even better.
Dude, it's all about the dancer, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, Opie can tell you for sure.
I mean, Dancer sub.
My experience almost doubled in campaign from subbing Dancer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you can do curing, you can do enfeebling. You know, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that you can do. So.
Heck yeah. But yeah, so. Yeah, celebrated 5 years, leveled Beastmaster, almost level 74, hope to maybe be level 75 by the weekend. If not, I'll just go to Dynamis as a paladin. Which wouldn't be bad, I guess.
Well, I don't know, paladins and Dynamis, depending on how you do it, might be boring.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
With my link shell, paladins just, like, vote stuff and it's... They just pretty much stand around and take it. It's pretty much what the paladin does.
Yep. Yep.
They're like, hey, Voke.
Lol.
Hey, Voke, flesh.
Yeah.
You Voke
pretty
again.
Much sit there and attract at other mobs.
Shield bash. Shield bash. Voke.
Yeah. And, you know,
that's just, the whole game
just,
for paladin.
Just take
what are you
that
about?
And, you know, multiply
that's,
it.
That's
like
not just
hours.
Dynamis. That's just, well, that was, that's partying and everything. Vote.
Well, there's a little bit of a difference between whacking a mob with a sword while voking and just standing there voking mobs that are asleep.
Yeah, they're usually asleep, so you're not actually attacking anything.
Oh, okay.
You're just kind of sitting there and looking pretty.
invoking and flashing and trying to keep it off the black mages. Yeah. And anybody else who's sleeping.
Can you shield bash, or would that wake him up?
Does it do damage?
That'll wake him up.
Not.
If it doesn't do damage, it shouldn't wake
him up. Does it? Yeah, maybe it does.
It does, like, a couple of points of damage, usually, like, two or something.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Unless you have an Aegis, but that's another story.
Well, it does cause a small amount of damage. But anyways, if I can't go as a beast, I will go as a paladin, which wouldn't be bad. It'll still be,
Make sure you have some buffer.
Yeah, some serious buffer.
At least 10k.
Okay, I don't think I have quite 10k on paladin.
And you'll want to re-raise Earring or Gorget or Hairpin.
Law.
No, seriously. You seriously want one of those?
No, yeah,
that's
you
not even a joke.
That's not a law. And yeah, you probably want a Gorget or Hairpin, because re-raise 2 helps immensely. Because I died...
Cheers.
I know in Tavi, I died in about the same amount of times as another black mage, and I lost maybe 2k, and he lost like 5.5k,
next week we'll talk about things not to do in Dynamis' Paladin, after staying out of Dynamis.
hopefully it won't be that bad.
Well,
no crazy dance emotes sake.
And even if it is, it's your first one, so you can just write it off as meh, whatever.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
Write it off as meh. I have to go get a party and level again because I lost my level.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyways.
Level sync for the win?
No, you should look into some of that Iron Ram armor from Sandoria for your paladin. That stuff is pretty good. Really good.
All right, so what have you been doing, Fusion X?
I've been doing quite a bit these past 2 weeks, because I wasn't here last week. Last night, I capped my crit merits, so I finally got that out of the way. I was working on it, and then I started doing a whole bunch of job merits, and I was like, oh, hey, I need to cap that, so I did. Last week, during the Extra Life... broadcasting. I got my Dark Knight to 53.
So it's
getting there. Unfortunately, that's like 7 levels of level sync that I haven't had to time to, skill up my stuff. So, that kind of sucks. Like, really
yes,
bad.
It does.
Were you the same way? Did you end up doing a lot of level syncing on your Dark Knight, bringing it up, Chin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
nice because you get
my
parties,
scythe still isn't capped.
Yeah, it sucks with skills. Like, they need to do something, like, if you, like, have some skill ups or something, just like, oh my god. It's a pain.
Especially with two-handed weapons.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Really.
It's not like you can run out with, like, some super loaded delay, nothing, to get skill ups.
Yeah, I wish there was some easier way to do that, but... Oh well.
Hey, you know what? It's probably easier to skill up afterwards than to wait for party for a year,
Well, I mean, yeah, but at the same time, it's like right now, if I was looking for party and I got an invite actually at my level, he's got like a candy. Who's like eating something? Steak.
Yo, it's totally steak.
Direction.
What?
What?
I'm not eating anything.
It was squeak.
Why, did you hear somebody?
I heard
I wish it was me.
Is somebody like slurping?
No, it was like a candy bar.
They're rapping.
Candy bar wrapper.
They're unwrapping.
Oh, was it like this?
Yeah. What is that?
Sure.
Don't worry about it.
It was steak.
Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Let me give you a little bit of...
That's annoying.
Okay.
All right. That was free. Next time it's going to cost you.
Wow.
Alright, so Fusion, continue.
I don't know if I pay for that. What else? I got Drake's Bane this week.
Oh my god.
And it is the coolest weapon skill ever.
I concur. That is a ballin' weapon skill.
I know, right?
Take that, Gimple Strike.
Let it be noted that Shin agreed with me. No, that is yes. not... Impulse Drive oh, isn't even...
Let the record show!
Impulse Drive is...
Shin agrees with
totally
Fusion.
Totally horrible before Drake's Bane even came along. Like, Drake's Bane is like the weapon skill to use if you're on Dragoon. It's fantastic.
Granted, Pentathrust is pretty ballin'. But Drake's brain is
so cool, and it looks cool, and you're, it's like four hits, you're like stab, stab.
And it takes 20 minutes for you to use?
It does! It's kind of, the animation is long, but it's like stab, 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 and you like spin it around, and you like stabbed again. It's so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. So I need another weapon to break now, because I got that done with. So I need my my dancer weapon and my samurai one, so hopefully one
Law Dancer.
Shut up. Law aces. I can't say law aces home. I want an aces home.
Hey, so do I.
Hate you. Shut
Wait.
Up. Shut up.
Wait!
Law dancer.
Fusion self-esteem lowers by 0.2.
But I agreed with you. That's like 10 points.
And yeah, that's pretty... What else did we do? 60, floor 60 in Nizel. I think I hated well. At that a
You're
little
getting
bit.
There. You're
yeah,
getting
more,
there.
More than halfway now.
Nice.
Was helping, because my group were doing Nizels on Monday, and then on like Thursday or Friday they work on getting Captain. And so I helped them. We wiped to Chair Guy, because he's kind of a bastard.
Chair Guy!
He's a demon, and he sits in a chair, and he just kills you. That's pretty much all he does. We did...
Law, what does he do? Like, is he a mage? He just casts stuff on you?
Yeah. He's actually the same kind of demon that Pandemonium Warden is.
Go figure.
Yeah, there's only like three of those in the whole game. The Pandemonium one is a different character model, technically. But yeah, so we wiped a chair guy, and then we did the Dracula one, which we killed that. Dracula's a pushover compared to the other.
Wait, guys. Are you talking about Einarjar?
No, First Lieutenant Assault.
Oh, word.
Yeah, Dracula's.
That one.
Dracula!
Yeah.
Word. So yeah, that was easy. I think that's pretty much it. Hopefully, this week we'll get up to like 70, 75 in Nizel.
Nice.
Get some more weapons.
Count Dracula, lol.
That's what it is. It's Count Dracula. And he, like, clones people in your party, and you have to kill them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
That was pretty fun.
He's pretty ugly looking, too, man.
Freaking Yo, Count. He's not as fun as the one in Einarjar. Like, wait till you get a chance to do that.
Oh. That's a long ways off for my link shell, I think.
I think he's tier 2.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably tier 3. But he's awesome. He splits into like a million bats.
Okay, wow. Yeah, we finished... I didn't. I only got a clear for one IRR. But, you know, a couple people, they do have... they get all the feathers for the first tier, so we're getting into tier 2 now.
Oh, that's awesome.
But,
good
yeah,
for you.
I missed out on the first one that we did, so...
What happens?
It's
you only
hard.
Get one from
have,
each tier.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Like, we don't have a lot of people, so a lot of times it's just like, well, we'll go in and kill what we can and just get, you know, some
samples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
You guys should look for another link shell around your, you know what I mean, around your level.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing, and just see if they want to team up, because, you know, who doesn't like Odin, you know?
Who doesn't like Odin?
Yeah,
I mean, especially if there's another link shell that doesn't do, you know, kings like you guys, then I mean, that'd be pretty ballin' to gear you guys up with that stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. Do it, man.
I would do bad, nasty things that I won't mention to get a Valkyrie score.
We still haven't seen one of those drop. Can you believe that?
Well, you've done three?
Three?
Right?
Yeah.
Trying to remember. But yeah, man, I would love one of them. That'd be nice.
Indeed. So what else you been doing this week? Anything?
I think that's everything. Oh, well, I think I mentioned this a little earlier for a second. A couple of my friends are leveling Dragoon.
So, I actually was finishing off one of my merits to put in a crits, and I was doing campaign with them, which is really weird because they're both Mithra and they're wearing like the exact same gear. So that was kind of funny. But yeah, oh, we're looking to, you know, once they hit 75, maybe do some kind of Derg merit party. That would be that'd be pretty fantastic.
Derg
merit parties
Derg merit parties for Colibris. Yeah, mm-hmm. That would be
that is ripping them up.
Yeah.
So
indeed,
I've seen Derg's duo Colibris in the bird camp before, so I can't imagine what, you know, maybe four Derg, a red mage and a bard.
You know, you don't even need a red mage. You don't even need a red mage. Get a corsair, a bard, and four dragoons.
Oh, come on. Haste is always good. You can't not love the haste.
Heck yeah, man. Derg.
The red mage just sits there in haste and then just, you know, absorbs all the XP.
Yeah, right.
I'll be your red mage.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll let you know when you do that, Squig, so you can leech.
Alright, we should move along.
I like leeching.
Chin, what have you been doing in game?
Besides making me jealous.
I had a few days off, so I camped KV. And I totally wasn't sure of the TOD, so I was like just wasting time. And I was starting to get kind of, you know, emo because I was out there for so long and nothing yet. And ended up popping like right before I was going to leave. And I actually, the first day I died, kiting it, a white mage friend of mine came running out, flashed it, died, and then I got drawn in and petrified, so that was awesome.
That's always fun.
Yeah. Thanks, Keegan. Thanks. Jerk. I'm just kidding. It was awesome that he ran out there. You know what I mean? Try and help.
It's like, I'm never helping you again.
I know. He's gonna be like, sending me death threats. He'll be like, Ferg Derg B. He's like, I'm stealing
Ferg Derg!
No, but then the next day, I went out there. I actually got off early from work, which was pretty lucky. And I claimed it, and people came out, and we killed it, and I got my Ace's Helm. It was actually the first
Helm.
4 days with 75 dark, making people emo one step at a time.
Wow.
Light fusion.
Yeah.
Not only does she get something I want for my dragoon, but she gets it for a job that I'm leveling. Like, what's up with that? That's just messed up.
It was really weird because it was the first time I've ever seen full drops. Ever. Like, we got the shell, the V-Claw.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And actually, I had we didn't have, like, we only had two bards. And, I mean, we have, like, a Kraken Club Dark and a Riddle War and stuff like that that makes Zergen really easy, but, I asked a bard friend of mine to come out and they helped, so we gave him the Venomous Claw, which was really cool, my Link Show leader.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that was awesome for them. Let's see, what else did I do? Did Nizul on Thursday and today. What did we get? We got two dark weapons. One went to me. I'm breaking the latent now.
Nice.
We got a bonnet. That was the only piece of gear I've ever seen that I was talking about earlier.
While
Keegan, that same white mage.
Which piece is that?
Denali. It's kind of a lol piece. Yeah.
It's not too bad.
But it'll be good for his core.
It looks funny anyway.
It's
it definitely looks funny.
It's
like, oh, I'm hideous. Like,
beast right, pajamas, dude. Don't knock on the beast.
You know
beast
what? Take it for me. I've meleeed stuff in Cobra Subligar. Nothing is worse than Cobra Subligar.
Champion.
Nothing is worse than Cobra Subligar.
I had a super epic merit party. The people I was leveling dark with, one was doing monk for our salvage group, and the other one white mage. And we also have a bard that we've been going with. And so we took them. They were, I think, Mog the monk was 74. Liss was like 70 white mage, and the bard was like 72. So we picked up our friend Xanth, who's in our link show, and who else did we have? We had like in Mog on Monk. That's six, right? I can't add today. So we go out there, and this kid, Xanth, his Derg, like, lol, okay? It was doing, like, 2,500 Drake's Banes, like, every time.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Like,
that's like, why Drake's Bane is awesome.
Close to one-shotting every bird. It was crazy. We were getting 30k an hour at one point.
Wow.
Like, wow.
We went all the way to chain 300, and then took a break, and then came back and
just,
got three
just
more
in case anybody has missed it so far, Drake's Bane is awesome.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, this guy, granted, he's got, like, Ares out your bum, and,
I want Ares out
you know,
bum.
Arm body, and arm feet, and all that good stuff. Ace's Helm. He's actually, we're helping him. We're not funding him a Gugnir, but we're selling him our Dynamis currency kind of cheap and stuff like that, wow. And helping him out where we can, doing BCs with him and stuff. So,
cool beans.
That'll be pretty awesome. What else? Did a salvage, and we did Baff, and Silly Chin messed up the gear pulls, and the boss like kicked our bums. Yeah. The only time I mess up the gear pulls, get this one, is when we have enough time to do the chariot, if the gear pulls are perfect. Mm-hmm. Only time I mess up the gear pulls.
Oh.
And that's like Skatey Body and Marduk Legs, I think, the 35s from that chariot. Or rampart, whatever. So go figure on that one. But, let's see. Anything else? I think maybe that's it.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Squig?
Well, I kind of realize that I'm not going back to in-game anytime soon. Of course, besides Dynamis and Nizul. So, I didn't toss my Pearl, but I told him that I'm taking a really, really long break, and I'm putting my Pearl in storage for a while. In the meantime, I got into a new link shell. It's a social link shell. It's called Mystic Explorers. And among some of my oldest friends in the game, like Vizini and Vestigo, also has Captain Jack Sparrow and Framboise. So,
nice.
Framboise.
No.
So I swear that she was stalking me today, because every time I went to a campaign, I turned around and there she is. But, you know, it was kind of fun anyway. got my dagger skill up to 230, so I went and I grabbed my dagger of trials today. So
for your black mage, right?
For my red mage.
Lol.
Go evisceration.
Yes.
I hate evisceration.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, even though it's long.
That's all you need.
Dude,
that
was such a pain to kill. Oh my god.
It depends on who you have, because I have killed him before, because I killed him for Oshi when he got it, so I have killed it before, so it depends on who you have and how stupid people are.
It's like Kasha and him, you just go, you clear the area.
What are you saying about fusion here?
And you kill it.
Saying he's stupid?
I are not dumb.
I didn't say a word.
I are not dumb.
I think she just called you stupid, Fuse.
You know what? I'm not the one leveling dagger for my red mage, so...
Yo, that's...
Whatever.
A dagger's better than sword for a red mage.
Dagger is better than sword.
Red mage meleeing, I mean...
Yo, Derg's meleeing.
Yeah. Your point.
Yeah, I've also been using my red mage to solo avatars, so... Yeah. Anyways...
Dragoons have done it. Dragoons have soloed avatars.
Yeah, you solo
whatever.
One?
No, I haven't, but I don't need to.
Yeah, well, why don't you try? How about you try and solo one?
Why would I?
You should. Do that this week, just for kicks.
Yeah.
I'll solo one on Dark if you solo one on Dirk.
I soloed Ramu last week, so this coming week, I'll probably do either Leviathan or Garuda. I'm not sure who yet. Probably Garuda.
I wonder if I could solo one on Dark.
Garuda?
If you Zerg it, maybe.
Garuda.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Got a couple of merits. Did some campaign. A couple months ago, I got into the habit of losing campaign medals. Now, since they're easier to regain, I've regained two of the three that I've lost, so I'm almost back to emblems again.
Oh yeah, I got another upgrade in that too, because I lost two when I switched over the other week.
Yeah, so got a couple merits today. Got into a really good merit party with three other warriors, and some of these guys have been playing for a long time, and you know they've got like the Uber setup, so it was nice to be in a party with them. We had like you know chain 80s and all that, so finished. I got my 6th out of 8 merit on Enfeebling, so cool. Almost got my 7th, but was just we were so close, but yet so far. So I'll probably get that this week and finish out Enfeebling merits, and then go on to something else, which I'm not sure about yet. And other than that, that's about it.
Why?
All right, we actually got through all of our emails. Oh my gosh!
What?
I mean,
I was gonna say, I'm like, damn, yeah, that was.
We haven't started emails yet. What the heck?
Pretend we did emails. Stop trying.
We got like another hour left probably for emails.
I meant to say we're done with our in-game, which brings us to our emails.
So many emails. I think I need another Mountain Dew.
All right. No, it's not that bad. First email comes from Akatsuko, who hails from the Odin server. He says, "Hey, you guys. I was listening to episode 123, and I loved Chin's suggestion about perhaps
me too.
Using...
What was it?
About
using...
You're
funny.
I know, right?
About using the same drop
Yo,
system...
Yo, who dropped? Who's pissed and dropped? I think it was Fusion. Did Fusion drop?
You wish.
Oh, man.
You wish.
That would have been pretty funny. Oh,
Squig had to leave.
Oh, okay. I got worried. I was like, who's kidding?
That's what happens when we take, you know, like half an hour with our weekly discussion. And
she's like, Mountain Dew, that's a good idea. I'm out of here.
Oh, I love my Mountain Dew. I just got like a 12-pack sitting here on my floor.
Hey guys, can we do the emails? Because like we're already like...
Yeah. Go ahead. You can do them. Go for it.
All right.
I'll just sit here and talk to Jin while you read them.
Anyways,
how's that
Jin's suggestion about perhaps using the same drop system that the new Halloween event uses in Besieged. That is, if you get the kill shot, you, your party, or your alliance should get a bonus. I don't know about anyone else, but the biggest problem for me with Besieged is that it takes forever for them to prepare, advance, and then finally attack. By the time they actually march on Alzheimer's, I could have farmed a bunch of gil or been leveling for quite a while.
Oh, I totally did that event this week, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It looks cool on my mannequin.
Nice. ISP and EXP just don't warrant sitting around for the amount of time for me personally. Maybe having a chance at some rare X drops or Imperial currency would make it worth the time and effort. Again, what do you guys and gals think? What do you guys, ladies and gents, think?
I always thought the idea of having something drop from the NMZ.
Weren't we just talking about
cool.
that, like, the other day?
I don't know.
Was I talking about that with you? Like, it'd be nice to see if you get the kill shot.
Yeah.
And, like, Besieged.
When they introduced the higher levels of Besieged or whatever it was, like, I had, for some reason, in the back of my head, I thought that they would do that. But they didn't.
Especially when they're like, you know, the NMs will be in there. Oh, yeah. No, they're not in there to help you. They're in there to, like, make you angry.
Yeah. It's like, hey, let's kill Kaimara.
One shot you.
It's like, oh, let's kill Kaimara. Dude. Oh, wait, it's a pet. It just respawns. Never mind.
Dude, I just got a Skype message that says today is Coffee's birthday. So, happy birthday, Mr. Coffee.
Oh, alright. I'll have to tell Squig in game. Everybody on Bahamut, Squig is totally.
Yo,
totally,
he's gonna hear this.
No, he's not. He never listens to this. Alright, everyone on Bahamut, send Mr. Coffee a thing of coffee beans.
Okay.
Expand his inbox.
I'll make a mule on Bahamut. I think I have one.
He's gonna be like D-boxed for life.
Me and Squig, like me and her, like 3 or 4 mules all did that. We just sent him a full delivery box of coffee beans.
And that reminds me, Mognite's birthday is on Thursday.
Send him some. You know, you need to find somebody with a nomad
Mogpies.
Yeah, send him a Mogpie. Find somebody with a Moogle rod on Carbuncle and hook
Mogpie. Oh man, I think I know someone.
Yeah, if
who has
anybody, anyone listening that has a Moogle rod or I think nomad Moogle rods good too. Hook Chin up with a Mogpie, and I don't mean like you know. Like, a Moogle, like, took a dump or something, and it's, like, you know, like a cow pie? No.
Ew.
Not Mog pie. We want a Moogle pie.
You guys are gross.
Right. Moving
you never
right
heard
along.
That before, you know?
Like, moving right along.
That'd be, yeah, let's do that.
I think it would be cool that if they did do that for Besieged.
Even if it was, like, a question mark item, like you get in Nizul, that'd be kind of...
Right.
You praise it, and it's like a worm.
Like,
okay,
if
hang
just...
on.
The heck?
What? They said in that email about waiting around for everybody to get there?
Yeah, waiting around. Well, no. Waiting around
for the beasts
to actually get there to Hell's
Gate. Right. Do you guys know anybody that actually runs out into the field to go intercept them?
No.
I mean, why doesn't anybody do that? I mean, I've seen them, like,
march. Because you probably lose EXP.
That's a lot of monsters that you're fighting by yourself. I mean, granted, I could probably solo Mahalan Dragoon Drake's Bane, but I just...
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, okay, Fusion.
No, but how awesome would that be to get, like, a bunch of people together and, like, all stop them and everybody's waiting there for them to get hit and kill them all before they get there?
I think part of it might be because if you die outside and it's not besieged, you're going to lose XP and you won't get the...
half the reason for besieged is getting XP.
And you won't lose XP when you die.
Exactly.
It's just experience points. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, yeah, there you go.
Alright, moving right along. Next email comes from Invincible Moron of the Fairy server. He says, "Why, hello there, PFA host."
Hello.
And this week's guest.
Hello, Invincible Moron.
Yeah, he says, "So I was bored either at work or at school, I can't remember, and I decided I was going to do something interesting with my mule.
Uh-oh.
I haven't used it for storage much recently with all the Mog House storage Mog Save upgrades, and I want to make that $1 a month do something. Check this out, guys. Why not attempt a no sub job challenge? That's right, I'm thinking about getting a character to 75 without a sub job.
Oh boy.
I say attempt because I'm still working on my first character to 75 in between school and work, but I think it'd be a fun thing to do with some LS members or something. I'm planning on focusing on Monk and possibly playing around with an advanced job or two. Here's the dilemma. I'm going to be deleting my mule and now making a new character in its place. This way, I can change the hairstyle and the name. I'm going elven female again since they're concentrated wind, but I'm stuck on the name. What name do you guys think I should go with? I'm thinking about something PFA related. So far, I've got Burgess Sandwich, Don't Squeeze It, Derg Yes Please, Noodle Salad, Lol Trains, and Bringing You Da Biscuit. Shout out to Kawaii Chibi and everyone in the Reunions and Shadow Realm Link Shells. Thanks, PFA, for bringing the HQ Biscuit, and sorry for the long email.
Should name it Drake's Bane is Awesome.
Just call it Invincible Moroner.
What?
Est. Three.
Dude, don't squeeze it would be because
don't squeeze it.
Noodle salad would be pretty good too. I don't know.
I think noodle salad would be a great name for like a Galka.
Noodle salad. Yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
What do you think, Opie?
Hmm.
Well, if he's doing no sub job, he should do like I'm not an RMT or something like that.
Or name it like LOL sub job.
LOL sub job. Yeah.
I have no sub. I are no sub.
I have no sub.
Or what's a sub job?
I have no sub.
I have no sub.
Oh, that's so
hey,
horrible.
I have no sub. Where's your sub job?
I have no sub. I have no sub. Oh man.
Oh man.
Oh gosh. Wow.
I have no sub.
Okay, anyways.
How many times are you gonna say that, oh man?
Next email comes from our field correspondent Snow Shadow.
I think you mess up her name every time. You're like Shadow Snow.
We have an email from Snow Shadow of the
I'm sorry. Snow Shadow, who hails from the Carbuncle server. She says, Hi, hosts of PFA. This is once again Snow Shadow from Carbuncle. It's close to Halloween time and I was curious, what are you guys gonna dress up as? Don't say you're too old. You're never too old to get candy and have fun. If you didn't plan ahead, then just make something up. I'm going with a gang of vampires, a dead saxophone player, and a cat, which is going to be her. And Steak, what are your little elven smuggles going to be? Smuggles?
Smuggles?
Happy Halloween in advance, and pray for lots of candy. Wink, wink. Let's see here. The oldest one is going as Elizabeth Swan from Pirates of the Caribbean 3 as the the Empress sort of thing. The middle one is a cowboy.
He has no name.
He's the baby in the drawer. He's the middle one.
Dude, you should just like dress him
up
in a drawer.
It's been so long that the baby in the drawer is your middle child.
Dude, the middle child is 2 years old now.
How crazy
is that? The baby in the drawer is 2 years old.
Oh, I miss Sammy Grace. Sammy Grace needs to make an epic comeback.
You know, she called me last week.
Why didn't she call me?
She called, like, seriously, right as I got to Veniro's, she called me. And she's like, hey, I'm going to be up, like, somewhere in Michigan. And I'm like, you should come visit. And she's like, no, I don't have time. And I'm like, well, you suck.
Yeah, really?
So, Sammy,
okay,
you suck. You need to hang out.
Yeah, we miss you, Sammy.
Yeah, really. Sammy,
I'll get around here.
You better.
Right. The youngest one is a monkey.
Oh, man. Okay. Too cute.
Monkey. Alright, so.
Let's hope he doesn't
thanks,
like, sling
Shadow Snow. Awesome.
I think for Halloween, I'm going to dress up as Drake's Bane.
Just a flashing white light?
Yeah.
Wait, no, that'd be a title talisman.
Dude, that's my bling, yo.
Bling, bling!
Alright, so, next email comes from Silent Lucidity of the Ifrit server. It says, hey guys, I want to send out my congratulations to PFA, LBR, and everyone else who pulled it together for Extra Life. Although I wasn't able to make the deadline this year, I can only hope there'll be another next year. It was an amazing effort, and the donations were just inspiring. I know it didn't get the promotion and support it could have, but don't sell yourselves or your efforts short. What was done this year was great. Hopefully, in the future, we might learn how to get most out of this event. Send out press releases, get sponsorship deals with the big movies and shakers, or movers and shakers rather. Whatever it takes to make the
shaker.
You know, the movers and the shakers.
So you got the movers and the shakers.
Whatever it takes.
Very
well, you don't want to shake the Pepsi can because it'll blow up in your face.
Alright, so it says, whatever it takes to make the press take notice of the good deeds that us gamers do. Until that day comes, we may just have to be satisfied as being unsung heroes. With all that being said, onto my question. I originally started playing Final Fantasy XI as a Hume. I made a few friends, most of which have quit or switched servers over the years. This includes myself when I quit for over a year. However, after a conversation with some old friends, I finally decided to come back to the game, this time as a Galka. I wasn't expecting anyone from back in the day to be out there, but behold, I found an old friend in Juno. We talked about the old times, had a friendly chat, and he broke the news to me that he's getting married in-game.
Wow.
I gave him my most heartfelt congratulations and asked which date it was. Seeing how we were all buddy-buddy now, I asked him if he had any room for me to attend. He replied, sorry, no Galkas.
As, like, a joke?
Of all the twisted things I've seen in the world, this was my first experience with in-game racism.
He was serious?
Oh, man!
We were close friends back in the day.
Wait,
and after one...
he seriously doesn't want a Galka.
Wait.
I don't know whether it's funny or to be horrified, like, that someone would actually say that.
Alright, hold on. He says, after one conversation, I haven't talked to him since. Do you have any stories of in-game racism or discrimination of any sort? Thanks, guys.
Actually,
keep up the awesome work.
My link shell doesn't take in Galkas.
Really?
Well, that's probably. I'm not sure. Because no good ones have really apped yet. But Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it's been a running joke that we're not gonna let in a Galka.
Wow.
A running joke. Fusion. X.
I'm not a Galka, so... Opie, have you had any experience with racism of any kind or anything mentionable as to the content of this email?
Only when I was trying to level my white mage sub. It took forever.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit
you
more
know,
understandable.
I think one of the issues might be is because Galka are genderless, technically. So
no one could hit on him.
Right.
Yeah.
See, Chin sees where I'm going with that.
I know what's going on here. I see right through your tactics world.
Could you imagine that conversation? Sorry, no Galka's smiley face.
And then it's like, no, and then the Galka's like, lol. And he's like, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, like, that's what really surprised me about this. It's like, hey, you know, there's this kind of, you know, the joke. It's like, okay, Taru Tarus, you punt Taru Tarus. You know, they're puntable. That's what they're
yes.
there for. You know, but like, actually serious about, like, no, like, really? It's just like, that's just weird.
Dude, this show should now be called Sorry, No Galkas.
It's like, it's just weird. Like,
that is weird.
I can't
like, the only discrimination that I've seen is, like, Japanese, you know, ownery
right.
kind of
countries.
But that, yeah, exactly. Like, no American, or no.
But actually,
English.
Being, like, racist against, like, a non-existent, like, in a game? That's like, that is
that's 100% like being orangutan and be like, no gorillas allowed.
Like, that's just weird. Like, wow. Oh, man. You know what? I'm just curious if his friend is in, like, Bastok as a human or something. Then it might be, if he's, like, role-playing, alright. But, like, if it's just really, like, no, I'm not a fan of the Galka, like, that's just messed up. I'm sorry. Like, wow.
Yeah, we're laughing, just, wow. But it's kind of dumb, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It's really? Funny because it's a Galka, but it's not funny because he was serious.
Yeah, that is just weird. Like, I don't even know what to say to that. That's just...
That's uncommon right there. Alright, moving right along. Next email comes from Flowdrop. Flowdrop hails from the Veilforce server. Says, hey PFA crew, last episode there was an email about Dancer. I was hoping Fusion would have been able... I was hoping Fusion would have been able to put shed more light on this job as a main. I don't see Dancer being anything special as a main job. Kind of think the job is lull. I static with a Dancer to 75. And nothing special pops out to me that impresses me about the job. I'd rather have another DD in a party than a Dancer. Dancer as a sub-job is where all the fun is. All I do is play Sam sub-Dancer. I soloed things that I could have never soloed with my level 75 Dragoon. Being able to solo VT Sharks in C as a Samurai Dancer is something epic and fun. I also seen YouTube videos of Monk / Dancer and Sam / Dancer soloing KSNM ODS.
Really?
That being said...
You
should.
I saw the Monk one. I hadn't heard about the Samurai one, though.
That being said, do you feel Square Enix will gimp the Dancer sub job in the future? Thanks again, PFA, for being a great podcast. I may not say much on the forums or send emails all the time, but I'm always listening and wanting more PFA, so keep up the good work.
You know, they had done something with the sub job. I can't remember what it was, though. It might have been something about... the number of finishing moves you get for a step. I think they made it so you only get one per step, which isn't that big of a deal because you don't have reverse lures as a sub. I think that's what they did. But yeah, as a main job, it's a fun job to play. But it's, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know, like Puppet Master in a party. You're kind of like, well, you know, we can get him You know, it might have a, you know, something cool here and there, but, you know, we'd rather get just a straight up DD. So, I don't know. I mean, with merits, you know, Dancer is looking a little better, you know, with the 10% Hey Samba, which is, you know, pretty nice. But I don't know. I think it still needs a little bit of something.
Oh, side note. Boo Insurgency.
I hate you. So jealous. Gotta get your dark up to 75. You gotta learn the. Gotta get the weapon. Gotta get the mythic weapon skill. And I'm sitting here with my non-aces helm. It's depressing.
Hey, I'm anyways, telling you. Come to aces helms for everyone.
Was there anything more you wanted to comment on, Dancer? What do you think, Opie? You got Dancer level a little bit.
I don't know. I really like it. We have a 75 dancer in our link show that we go out and do stuff with, and it's like we don't even have to think about grabbing a healer. Mm-hmm. We just let the dancer do it. And the Hey Samba is awesome. She's got it almost fully merited, one merit away, and it's just awesome. We do it for skill ups all the time.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. I mean, it. I don't know that it's totally lacking in damage. I mean, coming from a Beastmaster, we don't hardly do any damage at all.
It can do decent damage, but I think the problem is in a merit party, you want, you know, straight up
as much,
PDs.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'll be curious to see if someone gets a party set up with a dancer with full Hey Samba merits to see how big of an effect that'll have. Because that's, you know, that's another 10% weapon delay. On top of, you know, any haste or whatever that's going on. So that could be good, but I don't know how many people have had the chance to try that out and test it yet.
Okay. Alright. Next email comes from someone who refers to themselves as Zaya. And they didn't say what server they're from. And actually, I'm going to basically paraphrase it. She says, "Sorry in advance for the wall of text, but I'm very excited because yesterday was my first day in Vanadil, and I already feel like I've found my new home." Now, here comes the paraphrasing. She says that she was a player of WoW and played for a long time, and then quit. And
don't blame you.
Hooked up with some folks and started playing Final Fantasy a little bit, and eventually is now playing full time. Woot. Her fiance, wait, no, his fiance, rather, has, and that person's link show has friends that have multiple 75. He says that he's sort of not really. He doesn't want them to, you know, he wants to kind of do it by himself a little bit and doesn't really want to, you know,
get his hand
not really
out
sure what his, does, yeah, right, doesn't, re- not really sure what his place is yet, but I guess he's having a good time. He says, originally I had wanted to play Red Mage or Black Mage, but realizing I guess he was looking for solo jobs because he doesn't want to be yelled at in parties and he doesn't mind soloing or duoing, and it was looking at Dragoon and Beastmaster. So he says, "So Fusion and Stick, I was wondering what your opinions were on this, since you guys are Dragon Beast Fusion. If I go the way of the Dragoon, do you have any startup tips? Will White Mage Dragoon be good for solo and possible partying? Or would Beastmaster be better for a newbie starting out?"
I guess it kind of depends how you want to play the game. I mean, I honestly, I never did any of the Dragoon Submage setups until I was already 75, so I couldn't tell you how it is at earlier levels. Chin, you played around with it a little bit, I think, in like the 40s or 50s or something, didn't you?
What, Derg or Beast?
Derg.
Derg.
Derg, my, yeah. I actually duoed Derg from 10 to 55-ish.
Okay.
Wow, that's a long way.
What, sub-white mage?
I was actually sub-blue mage a lot.
Okay, how did that work out?
Blue mage works good because you get cocoon, and that's, you know, that's a solid bonus right there to your defense.
Yeah.
I'd say it's really good duo, or maybe trio, just because before you have your AF hat or your relic hat, you know, you really gotta wait till you're almost dead before you can cure yourself.
Right.
So, but I mean, it's a lot of fun, definitely, to be totally, you know what I mean, self-sufficient with a small group. It's a lot of fun, so.
So yeah, I mean, if, you know, you said your fiancé plays, you know, if you want a duo, Dragoon would probably be something to look into. If you want a solo, then I would probably say probably go with Beastmaster, because, you know, right off the bat, that's, you know, you're already pretty much geared up for that, so.
Beastmaster.
Well, there's a difference too. It's kind of like, you know, what do you want to solo? Do you want to spend your time just soloing 275, or do you want to spend your time leveling to solo stuff once you're 75?
Right.
Or do you want to do like Beast that does that the whole time? You know what I mean? Like, it's like if you're thinking Red Mage is awesome at 75 to solo. Right. If you're thinking you want to solo up, maybe Derg. You know, there's a few different choices.
What I would do is, you know, level, because if you want to get Beastmaster or Dragoon, you're going to need a job at level 30 first in order to unlock them. I would take up, like, Samurai, or not Samurai, I'm sorry, Warrior.
Nice, Fusion.
I know. pick up Warrior, you know, just, you know, by level 30, I think you'll have a better idea of if you like to party, you know, or if, you know, you'd rather try and do stuff on your own.
It very well may be the case that you'll be like me, and you'll level one job, and you'll be like, ooh, I'm gonna level this job, and then you'll level that job, and then you'll be like, ooh, this job looks fun too, and then you level that job, but as far as a solo/duo job, Beastmaster all the way, man. Because
Beastmaster after 35.
Yeah. Beastmaster
getting to
35 sucks.
Is going to be the hardest thing that you've done.
Dude, I did a level sync party this week with one of our LS members, and it was like pre-35 before you get leave, and I forgot how hard it is without it. It's so hard. Beastmaster stinks before 35. Once you get to 35, it's so much fun. And then duoing is even better. I mean, you remember Opie, we were running around in the jungle just having a good old time.
Yeah, I mean, it was more laughs than anything else. I mean, we got into some pretty funny situations.
Yeah.
I'd also say another piece of, like, advice, too, is, he said his friends were 75 and stuff, right? And do endgame content. I'd even go as far as saying, you know, you might have fun soloing up to 75, but you'd have more fun playing with them at 75.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things for sure in this game is you can solo and everything, but really, once you hit 75, some people say that the game really doesn't begin until you get 75. Once you're, you know, once you hit the cap, there's so much stuff that you can do. And there's always, you know, there's always a bunch of endgame shells looking for people to do that stuff with. I mean, one of the coolest things about an MMO is being able to, you know, interact with all these other people.
Yeah. I mean, and then if you were looking at, like, speed leveling kind of a thing, you know, just getting up there so you could play with them, I'd say, you know, it would probably blow, but Bard to 75 probably wouldn't be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Probably take you like
bards
a month.
Bard's good. Oh, he had another question. If I decide to continue on with Final Fantasy XI, do you think there's a possibility of hitting 75 in a job by this time next year or earlier?
Oh, without a doubt.
The answer to that question is absolutely.
Also, if they're coming from one MMO to another, I'm gonna go ahead and assume his playtime is somewhere in between my fusion in stakes, so it's probably not as much as, you know, mere fusion, but probably significantly more than stakes.
And another thing, too, I mean, granted, WoW and Final Fantasy, they're both very different games.
Yeah.
But MMOs do share a lot of similarities.
And yeah,
I think that'll...
It's a mentality.
Give you, yeah, and I think that'll give you a little bit of an advantage starting off in any new MMO.
And actually, it's kind of interesting because the mentality helps you in other things as well, like doing mundane things over and over and over again. Like, you just do better at those things in life, so this is practice for the real life. Like, my wife was playing Fable 2.
Oh, that's out?
Yeah, dude. And, like, you can get a job in the game, and, like, she got a job as, like, a blacksmith, and, like, you have to, like, make these swords over and over and over again, and you make money. So, like, she's like, why don't you make a couple of swords? And then, like, 20,000 gold pieces later, I'm still making swords, and she's like, okay, I can have the game back now.
Shouldn't you actually, like, it's just like, you're actually, like, pumped for Fable?
Dude,
I liked Fable 1. It was too short, but it was a lot of fun.
Dude, Fable 2 is epic, if you like the first one.
I don't know, just something about it.
You're a PS3 fan.
No, just, it has nothing to do with that. It's just something about the game that just makes it look too, like, generic-ish. Like, I don't...
No way, it was awesome, because I played, you know, I rented it, first of all, and beat it, which was sad, because it was such a short game.
That's totally what would happen with me, too.
And... But I had enough time to play through it, you know, once on really, really good and once on really, really bad. And it was really fun to see how kind of stuff changed and stuff.
My wife just said Fable 2 is one of the greatest games of all time.
Okay.
Wow, that's saying something.
She's like staring at the TV, kind of
drooling
a little.
Like she's beaten the game already, okay, and she's still playing it. Like you can.
What a champion!
There's still more to do after you beat it. Like the
first
one. So you
actually
said
kudos. Kudos,
Chin says kudos, so there you go. He says, I know this isn't really, I know this has been asked millions of times, and there's no answer, but do you think Rapture will have anything to do with Final Fantasy?
I hope so, and I don't at the same time. Like, okay, Final Fantasy, right? It's like...
Really?
Yeah, really. Okay. Hold on, I lost my thought.
You sure?
Shut up.
Oh, whoa. I tripped him, sorry.
Go where your ace is home.
I will.
Okay, so one of the things I've been saying for a while is I really, really, really hope that it's not like Ibelisse Online, because they've overplayed that so much. Especially when you consider that, you know, each Final Fantasy is always like a different kind of like world, you know? But then it's like, you know, you have Tactics Advanced, you have 12, you have the, you know, the 12
it's like Tactics Advanced 2.
Yes, it's all Ibelisse. Like, I am so sick of Ibelisse.
You love it.
No, I don't. I do not like
Ibelisse.
You
want to move to Ibelisse.
In a game series where each story is unique and in its own setting, it's like, Ibelisse this, Ibelisse that. Like, I don't want to hear that. I want something new. At the same time, I would love to see something like 8 online or with gunblades. That'd be fantastic.
Oh boy.
You know, whether it's going to be a Final Fantasy.
Oh, gunblades!
Dude, gunblades are like the coolest weapon ever.
Yo, stab or shoot. You can't do both.
Yeah, you can.
It's just
yeah,
wrong.
You can.
It's wrong.
You can with gunblades.
Wrong.
Anyways, let me finish.
It's called the bayonet.
Thanks for reading, you guys. Just want to say that, I'm going to be listening to your podcast from now on. Always a great show. Fusion, Chin, Steak, Squig, you guys are the booyah.
Word?
Word. Too bad we don't know what that means.
Booyah! Alright, we got an email from Maya7 from the Bahamut server, formerly of the Midgard server. She says she is quitting the game.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
No, you'll never quit.
She says the reason for me retiring is due to the fact that I will have my baby in a few weeks, and there's a lot of things that I need to get done in real life. So she said, when I pop, I doubt I'll have time to play anymore. But I didn't delete my character. I moved it to a new random server and changed my name, so no one will know that it's me, because I'm going to let friend play me until I decide I should return to Final Fantasy XI and then change my name back. So, in secret, I'm dead, but I'm not dead, just like Elvis. Lol.
I always wondered what happened to him. It turns out he just changed his name and moved to a different server.
Yeah, go figure.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it? Good for you for squeezing $30 out of the king, Essie. Good for you.
Alright, so she says,
Oh, man.
Lastly, I'd like to say goodbyes to each of the hosts. And so we will let, we'll each read our own, and actually, I'll read Squig's if you want.
Okay, that'll work.
So.
Right. We'll read our own. What? Hmm? Why do we have to read our own? That's lame. Steak, just read it.
Alright, fine.
What? You don't want to?
No.
Why not?
It's weird to read the whole thing, to read something to you, about you.
Alright, fine, I'll just read them, it's fine. Fusion X, thanks for all your help and info you gave me. I almost decided to level Derg in your honor.
Awesome.
So you say.
Dude, I don't have
Derg to is cool, say it, so you say.
Everybody knows it's awesome.
Alright. I think I would have looked good in that purple armor. Anyways, you are very friendly and not that bad looking. I bet you would make a girl very happy whenever you meet one.
Friendly and not bad looking.
You haven't met one yet, Fusion? You haven't met a female at all race?
I've met a few.
Anyways. Stank, I love the show that you started. Too bad you have job ADD. But I'm glad that I helped cheer you on to get Paladin 75. Sadly, when I moved to Bahamut, you never said hi to me.
You're such a jerk.
Mainly because you were never online. I think you were too busy with Spore. Anyway, I'm glad we're friends.
Oh, man.
Squig, it seems we have a lot in common. Go Army. I remember being in the Army for 8 years. I loved it, but that's classified. Thanks for protecting our country. I'm glad we got a screenshot with each other. You're the only one I've met from the PFA crew in-game. Anyways, I wish you the very best. Salute. Chin, we never met simply because you were on another server.
Oh, geez, Chin.
That we would have had fun
such
together.
A jerk.
How dare you be on a different server and other.
I know I would not be as uber as you, but we would make good drinking buddies. You are so giggly on the show. I wish you well. Goodbye, my friends. Remember, Maya 7 is still alive on another server under another name. Watch out for my return on Final Fantasy XI or on Rapture. Well,
I wish I was as uber as Chin.
Word.
I know, right?
Aww. Or maybe not as uber, but just like have all of her gear that I can wear. But yeah, we'll be sorry to see you go, and hope everything goes good with the baby.
That was a good email.
And remember, if you do want to come back, just get a drawer with a good desk. Yeah. Get a desk with a good drawer.
Buy the drawer first, then the desk.
That's how you pick out the desk. You're like, I need one with a big drawer in the front there.
You're like shopping for desks, putting your baby in the drawer.
Yeah, there's all this like the flat tabletop. I need something with drawers. You're like open the drawer, you hold the baby over it, like you're like doing the kind of like eyeball measure.
It.
You're like, yeah, that'll work. Okay.
Word.
All right, that is all the emails that we have for this week. Thank you for submitting your emails. Sorry we couldn't get to all of them, but we seem to be running into that fairly regularly now. We used to be able to just read every last email that we get, but now it's like we have to kind of pick and choose what we're going to read. So thank you very much for submitting your emails. We very much appreciate that.
Like a couple weeks ago, like we just started getting like a flood of emails.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I like that.
It sucks because
we
can't read them all. It's like,
yeah.
We're already running at like little over 2 hours and 15 minutes.
I know. It's like episodes rivaling like our 1 year anniversary episode.
It's close. I think the 1 year was, what, 240?
Yep.
So it's probably up there.
I could sing a song if you want to kind of.
Can you sing a song for like 35 minutes?
Sing us the song.
This is the song that doesn't end. I can sing a song of the
West. That and I'll just loop it for like half an hour.
All right, hey Opie.
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep on us?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, this is the time of the show where you get to put your shout outs if you want any.
Make fun of Steak more if you want.
Yeah, you can make fun of Steak. It's all good.
Sitting in Whitegate looking for bird parties.
Nice.
Hey, bird parties rule, man.
So, now, everybody in Untamed and the guys that came over from Petropia.
Absolutely. And then,
yeah, because that, I mean, I was struggling getting it going, but now with those guys here, I think we're going to get far.
You know what, I absolutely agree with you, because now it seems like, you know, we've got regular people in there all the time, you know, we have the people that are in and out, but, like, people are regularly on, which is really cool.
Well, I mean, it's nice to look at the link list and see a scroll bar.
Yeah. Exactly! Exactly. And actually, that's more encouraging for me to go out there and, you know, help, you know, the guys that need help in the link show, because it makes it feel like you're more of a part of something, you know what I mean? So, I did a lot of that this week, helping Link Shell buddies. So we got to make them listen to the show this week. And
yeah, definitely.
And going forward, you know.
So yeah, all those guys, man, I'm really happy with how everything's going. And then to SJ and Shan, those guys have been around since I started playing, so it's always good to see them around.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Alright, everyone, unless you've got something else,
one thing real quick.
Okay.
Drake's Bane is awesome.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Insurgency is better.
No, it's not.
Yes, yes.
It looks cool, but it's not as good as Drake's Bane.
It's better.
Don't forget, we have a PFA store out there. You can get your Final Fantasy XI PFA swag. And your t-shirts. Get your FanFest t-shirts. Also, don't forget about our donation campaign that we got going on. We need as much help as we can possibly get, so anything that you can muster would be wonderful. Okay, our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website address is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forums and let us know what you think about the... Nizel.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some good discussion in on that.
Yeah, I think it's a really good topic, and I think that
we should preface that by saying if you side with Fusion, you're wrong.
If you side with Fusion,
then you also think that Drake's Bane is cool, and therefore you are also cool. So side with me.
That's what Fusion thinks.
Or just give your honest opinion of the situation, and
yeah, that works.
Cool. Yeah,
so
that works.
I think we'll just go with that.
All right, Opie, thank you very much for joining us on the show. It was really good to have you finally.
Yeah, finally. So
I've talked about you for weeks. It was lots of fun. So I'm sure it won't be the last time. So
yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully not.
All right. With that. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you right here next week on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
See ya.
Night-night.
Night.
Later.
Should have also been like, and people that side with me also think controllers are better than keyboards, but I don't know. I didn't know if I wanted to go there or not.
Yeah, let's never go there again.
Dude, that was a serious fight, man. I remember
there were people like ready to kill me.
Dude, how dare you laugh at controllers? I know, really. I was like, dude, come on,
I can't even joke around.
No, you weren't joking.
Ball,
you were serious.
Ball controllers.
You weren't joking.
Oh, man.
Wait, what are you talking about, Chin? You were not joking.
Mog uses a controller. I'm like, Mog, you talk so much. How the hell, what do you, like, with your little hands, have, like, one hand, like, on the controller on the ground and the other one typing?
It's a skill. Like, you gotta merit it a little bit. It takes some time, but you can, you know, once you get it down.
Dude, I use the mouse to play the game.
Dude, dude, get out of here with the mouse.
You,
get out of here.
You feel so bad,
mouse.
Steak.
Dude, I think I'm the only one, but that's what I do. I play with the mouse.
I use the mouse to click the OK on the accept agreement, and that's it.